Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
So we were talking, and Leroy, you're going to have to kind of fill us in so we can get the whole story here. Mm-hmm. But what happened with KG and Ray Allen over the weekend?
Oh, boy. All right, so real quick. If y'all remember, KG, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, they all played together for the Celtics, mm-hmm. won a championship. Everything was great, beautiful. So what happened was, at some point, Ray Allen decided that he was going to go play with LeBron James in the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's a career move, right?
Right.
He thought this was what was best for his career. Well, KG and Paul Pierce didn't think so. And because of that, they don't speak. Or they haven't spoken. Yes, still.
Huh. Are we sure there was nothing else that was involved?
I heard some other stuff like, you know, nothing major. Like little petty stuff. Like Ray liked to stay to himself. He didn't really like to go out and party with them. That's his business.
Right.
But it's mad petty that these guys are still not, like, really talking to each other to this day. Now, I know yesterday a picture did come out showing them all three of them together.
Yes, I did see that.
But prior to that, think about it. 2008 is when they won the championship. Wow. 2008. Then they played together a few years after that. But it's been maybe close to 10 years that they really don't rock with each other. That's crazy.
That is, I don't know. I'm with you, Pebbles. I don't know. I feel like there's something else that happened there. But if that really is it, that is petty.
That's it, AF. I'm telling you.
Because, I mean, bringing this into real life here. I have heard of relationships and friendships falling out over things that are a lot pettier than that. Mm-hmm. Case in point. I did throw this question up on our Get Up Crew Facebook page, and our first person, Jazz, said her and her friend do not speak anymore because she didn't make a happy birthday post for her on Facebook when it was her birthday. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I've seen it happen.
Like, listen.
What?
I'm all about the social posts and the acknowledgement and all that stuff, but to ruin a friendship over that?
I've seen it happen.
I'm sorry. That's way too much.
And again, this is coming up because during the All-Star weekend, during the All-Star game at halftime, they were celebrating the top 75 players of all time. Mm-hmm. KG's on that list, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen. So when they're bringing the players out, KG and Paul Pierce are already standing. Ray Allen comes out and, he's dapping up everybody except for...
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the video's out there. But people are petty. They're very petty.
Yeah. Mm. And, we want to hear from you guys because I know you guys are going to have good stories on this. And it's pretty much we want to know, like, what is the most petty thing that you and a friend or someone you're in a relationship with, whatever, had a falling out? Like, what was the stupidest, most petty reason that you and your friend fell out? And why are you talking to them to this day? Are you guys still not talking? So call us now at 833-973-0969. You can go on our Facebook page. You can also message us if you want to remain anonymous. But we're going to get into that next and take your calls
again. Anything's possible!
The king of petty himself, KG, Hot 96.9, number one for throwbacks and the best new hip-hop and R&B. And we're talking about the most petty thing that you had a falling out with over a friend with. Wait, what?
What?
The most petty of Pebbles. Give me a break. It's Tuesday after a long weekend. The most petty thing that you and your friend fell out. Can you say it, Pebbles? What is it? Help me out.
The pettiest thing you and a friend had a falling out over.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You all know what I mean. Damn it. But
need
we're
more
gonna
coffee.
We got I need more food. Okay, so we got people lined up and let's go to line one first, Leroy. This is Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. Hi. I love you guys. Listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you. We love you too. So what friend doesn't love you anymore and what happened?
So we grew up together, and she baptized my son as his godmother, and she had a falling out with her sister. Apparently, she thought her sister was messing around with her husband, which is totally wrong. But I ended up going, right after I had my son, I was kind of going through the postpartum thing and needed to get away, so she didn't want to get away, so I ended up going with her sister and her cousin.
Oh, no.
And she was so pissed off at me, you would think that I, like, did the worst thing to her ever.
No.
To the point where when I returned, we had a big falling out, a huge argument, and she decided that she couldn't fulfill her godmother duties to my son.
Oh my god. You're kidding.
I deserve those duties, and we haven't spoken in years because
that's terrible.
But I'm still friends with her sister and her cousin.
Wait, you're allowed to do Pebbles, you're like the queen godmother. You're allowed to do that? Like, if you're a godparent, you're allowed to just all of a sudden say, I don't want to do this anymore. Is that possible?
Anything's possible.
Line two, let's go to Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy. Good morning. What's the most petty thing that you and your friend fell out over? Jeremy?
This isn't Jeremy. This is Paige.
Oh, hi, Paige. Okay,
good morning.
Can I just explain?
It's so funny.
No, this is the second time that this has happened in the last week, and I'm going to explain to people why this happens. So on our phone screener, it's got the person's name that the phone is registered to in bold print, and then in tiny, tiny print next to it, it says Paige. Uh-huh. So, yes, I do see Paige up there, but I'm looking at Jeremy for some reason.
Well, good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Paige.
Good morning. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. How are you guys?
We're great.
Doing great.
So the most pettiest thing that's really happened to me was, it was like my 22nd or 23rd birthday. I had, a party at a bar or whatever, and I just invited a bunch of friends. And I had two friends that weren't really getting along with each other because they had some beef about something. Mm. But I invited both of them. Uh-oh. And Uh-oh. When they found out that both of them were invited, one of my friends stopped being friends with me because I had invited the other person.
Oh, see, I don't know where I lie on that. Like, if you have two friends and they get into a beef, you're supposed to hate that friend too.
Well, that's on them to figure out,
right?
If you're friends with both of them,
because I kind of went through something similar recently like that, and it's tough because when they're fighting, you feel like you're in the middle, but you're really not.
Unless one of them is completely wrong, then.
Right. Thank you, Paige. And hold on, this is line three. This is definitely Cheyenne, right?
It's Cheyenne. Hi,
you guys? Good morning. Cheyenne. Good morning. Why did you and your friend have a falling out? What did you do?
All right. Well, so there's two things real quick I want to go over. So the first one is one of my best friends. She always sends me pictures of herself, and I always tell her which one I like. She posted it as her profile picture, and I didn't like it, so she stopped being my friend.
Stop it. You're lying.
We were friends for 5 years. Best freaking friends. I swear to God.
And because you didn't like a profile picture, you are no longer friends.
Profile picture on social media.
All right. Well, that definitely tops. Thank you, Cheyenne. Good luck with that.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. All right. Thank you guys for your calls.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.